Go. A band from the fertile Latin alternative scene in Los Angeles is poised to break out in a big way.
Their sound, laid-back grooves, R&B with flavors from Mexico or Brazil, and a funky swagger.
Their look, matching puffy tuxedo shirts and bow ties, as if they're playing a prom in 1976.
Even their name is unforgettable. Chicano Batman.
You've got an open heart, so you share what's inside, thinking that all is said in confidence, but then you realize...
That's a track from Chicano Batman's new album, Freedom is Free. Our L.A.-based colleague Kelly McEvers paid them a visit.
When we asked the Chicano Batman guys to meet us somewhere, they suggested this classic joint called Future Music that sells vintage guitars and amps. The walls are covered with guitars in all kinds of colors, orange and yellow and burnt sienna. This is where a lot of local musicians hang out. And I asked the lead singer of Chicano Batman to sing for me, and he did.
This is me when I sit down. Ain't you moon, ain't you light, ain't you focal point of sight. Makes me feel all right. How's it go?
That's great.
Something like that, y'all gotta get the record.
That's Bardo Martinez. He and guitarist Carlos Arevalo sat down on a few old amps and talked to me about their new album, their wild stage shows, and whether or not their sound could have only come from this city, Los Angeles. Here's Carlos.
I think definitely one of the inspirations for the sound of the group is like what we would call lowrider oldies music, you know? And that's a really Southwest thing. There's a DJ out here called Art LeBeau. He's in his 90s.
And here he is. Southern California's number one disc jockey, Art LeBeau.
And he's still pushing that music. And that music wasn't lost on us. We tune in every Sunday night on his show. It's syndicated. And you'd hear amazing sounds that you weren't hearing in modern music. And
What's some good
examples? You would hear stuff by the Midnighters. I'm giving up on love. The Sun Glows, Ralphie Pagan, Barbara Lewis, you know. Just classic music that just doesn't go out of style ever.
Mm-hmm. So in part, it's stuff you grew up with hearing that you wanted to kind of incorporate into your own stuff.
Well, exactly. I grew up next to the Santa Fe Springs swap meet. You know what I'm saying? So you find all these compilations made by Art LeBeau.
Yeah, so you go get records, bring home.
So L.A. is definitely like, because you live here, you hear that music.
I sit down. Ain't you moaning, you light, ain't you focal point on the side. Makes me feel alright.
You guys have a logo, and it's like a combination of basically the superhero Batman and the United Farm Workers Eagle. What's that all about? Explain the thinking there.
You know, it's just to empower, and it's just like the UFW, the logo. It's just as powerful as Batman, you know, creating a voice for the voiceless, you know, and that's kind of like a part of Chicano Batman's identity, but that's not the principle. I mean, we're many other things as well.
Yeah, so many other things, but one of the things it sounds like you are is political. And
yes.
Unapologetically so. I mean, I think people have been afraid to be political. We're obviously in a different moment right now.
Right.
Has that always been true? And again, does that just come from who you are as people, or is that something you kind of decided on?
I think it's implicitly it's been political. I mean, the fact that you have four, you know, very brown Latinos going out there and playing music on these stages that usually people like us that look like us haven't really been represented on, that's a political statement, you know?
Yeah.
And our songwriting and messages have always been about, you know, love and acceptance and positivity. With this new record, we're being a little bit more explicit in terms of the political slant.
What's an example of a song on the new album that you feel like is, you know, getting into the world of the political?
There's a song called La Jura that Eduardo, our bass player, wrote. And that's basically a Spanish language Black Lives Matter song.
La otra noche fue una noche muy terrible.
La otra noche fue una noche muy terrible.
Un amigo.
Mataron un amigo mío.
You know, the other night was a terrible night. They killed a friend of mine. So the next line is like, no entiendo por qué los que deben proteger hacen lo opuesto. I don't understand why those who are supposed to protect us, like, do the opposite. Los que deben proteger hacen lo opuesto, matar
inocente. There's another one called Freedom is Free. And
yes,
when you first listen to that song, it's like this gray, it's like kind of trippy. It just like puts you in this really good mood. It feels very SoCal. Nobody likes you, nobody cares. Nobody wants you, nobody cares. To extend a greeting, a connecting lens. Life is just a jaded game to them. They will give it a chance. It's awesome, but then you start to think about it, and then I read something too, where that's political too. Explain that one.
It's the title track of our album.
Yeah.
And I'll say that, you know, I'm free inside. And no one can change that. No matter like what war you're trying to fight, you're not fighting for my freedom. My freedom is inside me. It's always been that way.
Well, also, I was thinking of this this idea of, I mean, we heard it during the Iraq War.
It's exactly.
Like freedom isn't free.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, is this your response to that?
It is our response to that. My freedom is completely free. You know,
my interpretation of the, I mean, for me, it's an empowering song. There's a lot of fear happening right now. You know. And I feel like people are making decisions based on fear. And if you look back in history, you'll see that those decisions usually lead to a lot of human suffering, you know. And I think if people can put those fears to rest and look within inside themselves, then their mind and spirit is truly free. Freedom.
You guys have a big U.S. tour planned. I mean, you're getting this kind of nationwide push. Like, it's getting big. It's happening. Does that mean L.A. is going to lose you?
No, L.A. will always be, you know, our home base. L.A. is so rich culturally, you know, and that's something that I personally took for granted and didn't realize I was taking for granted until I traveled the country in this band, you know, and there's some places that just don't have as much diversity, you know, for whatever reason, you know, it's not a negative thing. It's just how life is in some of those places. That's a real blessing to be able to be here and thrive here.
Carlos Arévalo and Bardo Martinez, thank you both.
Thank you.
A lot.
You so much. Appreciate
yeah.
That was our colleague Kelly McEvers speaking with two members of the band Chicano Batman. Their new album is called Freedom is Free.